today on Real Radio.
If somebody is healed supernaturally, does that mean it's from God? That ought to throw a monkey wrench in your thinking tonight. If somebody is healed supernaturally, does it automatically mean it's from God? Think about it.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Chapter 4 and verses 7 through 16 is a section that provides valuable insight into the various gifts believers have received and exercised for Messiah's glory, and their functions and purposes for the edification of his followers. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs continuing in his series called United in the Gifts.
Paul says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, and he quotes, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastor teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come together in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a complete or perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share. I love that part. Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. What a great passage of Scripture. If you want to mark that down in your notes and turn right now to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's there we're going to be spending the bulk of our study as we look at this particular gift of the Holy Spirit. That is the gift of the discernment of spirits, or the discerning of spirits as taught in the Bible. We're really in part four, and we've been continuing to do that in what is known as the operation of the gifts, the way the gifts ought to be used. And it's my heart's desire that by the time we come through this series, and in fact every time we come through a study in this, that you might be encouraged in your heart to find out what gift it is you have. We've been stressing over and over again that if you're a Christian, that if you're a believer in Jesus, that you have at least one gift of the Holy Spirit. The exciting thing is that tonight, if you don't know what it is, God wants you to know what it is. And that's exciting because you're going to find out if you stay tuned as we go through this series, you're going to find out what your gift is. And that's fun because that's when Christianity really happens. When you find out what your gifting is, and believe it or not, the body is waiting for you to operate in your gift. You know what? I need you. And you might say, well, of course you need me. I mean, everybody needs me. Well, I do need you, though. The funny thing is, biblically, you need me. I need you. Matt needs Steve, and Steve needs Mike, and Karen, we need her. It's the body of Christ coming together, fitting together, being used as one. Yet each of us are different. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible teaches, gives gifts according to His sovereign will. And that's an amazing thing to realize. So it's exciting, though, to be on the threshold of finding out what your gift might be. But tonight, as we mentioned, we're looking at is the word discernment, actually the discerning of spirits, and what does it all mean, and what is this gift? If you look in 1 Corinthians 12, there at verse 10, the scripture tells us there that to another the working of miracles, to another the prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. In our last time together, though, in our study, we ended with the topic of divine healing. And what's amazing about divine healing or even teaching or many of the gifts that the Lord has given to be worked out in the body, this gift, the discerning of spirits, is one that is needed so much in the operation of all of the other gifts. If somebody is healed supernaturally, does that mean it's from God? That ought to throw a monkey wrench in your thinking tonight. If somebody is healed supernaturally, does it automatically mean it's from God? Think about it. Let's keep going. Anyway. Satan is a master counterfeiter. Can Satan mock a healing? I believe he can. Satan can do a lot of things. The longer I'm a Christian, his abilities seem to be greater and greater. I think now I'm coming down to the point where you look at the book of Revelation, where even the false prophet will receive a mortal head wound, or the Antichrist, I should say, and Satan raises him up. Is the man really dead? I don't know. I have always thought that the man does not exactly die, that the people think he's dead, but Satan raises him up. You see, Satan has to do that, you know, because everything God does, Satan's got to do. Jesus sends his son, so Satan will send his son, the Antichrist. There's the Christ and the Antichrist. There's true prophets and there's false prophets. There's true apostles, there's false apostles. There's the Bible and there's the Quran, to be quite honest with you, written by Satan. Whatever God produces, Satan produces a counterfeit to draw people away. I think now, as I'm growing older in the Lord, I think the only thing Satan cannot do is prophesy accurately. That's really a stumbling block for him. He's powerful, but God more. The gift of the discerning of spirits is extremely important in the day and age in which we live, and we're going to look at what it all means tonight. If you're taking notes, we're going to be hitting three main points, and we'll cover some sub-points to these three, but jot it down right now in advance if I fail to give them to you later. The first one will be, what is the discerning of spirits? What is it? The second will be, is why is the gift needed today? The third question that we're going to have, or state tonight, is how is the gift used? Is it a gift that is really in need within the body of Christ today? The answer to that is absolutely yes, because the Bible teaches what is known. Now, are you ready for this big word? It's a big, huge word. It's an intimidating word. The perpetuity. Doesn't that sound great? The perpetuity of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which means the continuation. The theology of the Bible is once God has given the gifts, listen carefully, all of them. I know some of the denominations that you've come from teach otherwise, but once God gives a gift, He will not retract that gift until the day Jesus Christ comes. That's what the Bible teaches. If I don't like it, that's tough. If you don't like it, that's tough. It's what the Bible teaches. God gives the gift of healing, and He won't take it away until He comes. He gives the gift of prophet, and it stays until He comes. God gives the gift of even tongues or the interpretation of tongues, and it sticks until the Lord returns. It doesn't matter what abuses you've seen. The abuses do not explain away the gifts. I wish the excuses could explain away the people who use them improperly, but that won't happen. The gifts continue. what the discernment of spirits is and why is it needed today, we're going to look at. But this is what it's not. Jot it down. It's not ghost busting. Discerning of spirits. Oh, that sounds kind of spooky. You know, we're going to get into some pretty exciting stuff tonight. But it's not ghost busting. It's not wearing garlic around your neck and going into a house and saying, I've got the gifts of discerning of spirits. And I sense a problem in here tonight. There's someone who's not with us, you know. It's not that. It is not by no means a critical or mean spirit to have the discernment of spirits. It's not somebody who's got the gift of what? Judgment? Oh, let me tell you, brother, what the Lord thinks of you. No, it's not that. And it is certainly not, listen, a keen, insightful ability to read people's personalities. You know, that is a real viable operation of just the human nature. You know, there are some people who are very, very good at pegging someone's nature or character. It's just the way it is. Some people are able to look at someone and they're talking and they'll think, you know, I bet this guy is a clean freak. Or I bet this guy is a real whatever. That is not the discerning of spirits in the Bible. That is not it. You have a keen ability to read someone. It's not a thing of the spirit. The human nature is able to do that. All of us are able to do that to some regard. Tonight we're going to be talking about the supernatural discerning of spirits. And it's needed like never before as far as I'm concerned. I really want to thank Hank Hanegraaff for writing the book, The Counterfeit Revival. I know he's getting attacked for that. There are literally people who have been hired to kill Hank Hanegraaff because of his last two books. There's contracts out on his life. He has received death threat notices. Some of them from certain cults that you're familiar with, or at least the assassins say they're from that cult, and then some from other so-called Christian groups saying they're going to do God a favor by removing Hank Hanegraaff. We need to pray for that man. That man's under great attack in every area of his life, and I love him. Discerning and discernment of spirits, so very, very important in the time in which we live. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, the prophet said to the northern kingdom, speaking for God, Isaiah says, alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. He says, brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One to anger, and they have turned away backward. By the way, that's the word backsliding. They've backslidden. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, says Isaiah. I'm having a hard time talking tonight. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. Isaiah told the nation that was going astray from God. They were backsliding away. In 2 Timothy 3:1, Paul told Timothy, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Israel was going astray because they didn't have a keel. They didn't have a rudder to hang on to. The discerning of spirits goes much deeper than what you're thinking about that particular person, though it will apply in a moment. We'll talk about it. But it goes much deeper to the spiritual undertones of a nation, where someone at some point in time, like a Billy Graham or like someone perhaps, a prophet, maybe a Dave Hunt, would stand up and say, our nation is sick. It is sick in the head. Its heart is faint. It needs a revival. It needs to start over. It needs to get back to God. And the day and age which you and I live, Paul says to Timothy, they're perilous days. These are perilous times. Evil days. And tonight, we are gathered here together and we're going to take to heart this admonition to seek the Lord about the gift of the discerning of spirits, or we're going to blow it off and think, well, that's for somebody else, or it's really not needed. Listen, there's false prophets today like never before. We have false gospels like never before. In 1 Timothy 4:1, Paul said there, now the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, by the way, expressly says that in the latter times, that's us now, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. The Bible says that in the last days, false doctrines will come. They will be demonic in nature. I was standing in Russia. I praise the Lord for the opportunities. Many times, we had the chance to talk to Mormons in Russia, and I know that a few of us did. And John Miller had shared something with me that he was sharing with a couple of Mormon missionaries, and I thought that was so excellent that I began to use it. And at one point in time, there were some Mormon missionaries up ahead of us going up an escalator, and I saw them from behind. And the way I identified them is their beautiful, perfect haircut and their very perfect pressed white, brilliant white shirts. And we had just stepped on the metro escalator. If you know what I'm talking about, it's like four, five, six stories up. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know how many feet it's in the ground. And I saw those guys, and I started running up those steps. And I got all the way up there, and I go, I mean, I was dying. Excuse me. And they turn around, and they go, what? And I said, can you wait a minute? Will you wait a minute? Yeah. And we got off, and I'm, okay, you know what? How you doing? Doing fine. How's it going? The evangelism and all. How's it going? Ah, it's really tough. Are you having a hard time them accepting the gospel to the Americas? I would imagine it's kind of tough here. Yeah, it's really hard. But you know what? I mean, we're hanging in there. Oh, okay, that's great. Well, listen, I don't believe in your message. And they go, well, what are you doing? I said, listen, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Ohio. And this guy was from, I forget where, Seattle. And I said, okay, I'm from Chino Hills. And listen, I know where you're coming from, and I know what you're telling the people. But either the Bible is right, or you're right. Because what you teach, I know what you teach, is not biblical. I hope you understand that. I'm sure you do. But the fact of the matter is, it's either one way or the other. Someone's right and someone's wrong. Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. I know what I used to say. I know what you say now. And the fact of the matter is, if we're going to embrace your message, the fact is, Jesus now is either wrong or you're wrong. Because he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. And the Latter-day Saints say that the devil did, because there were no faiths, there were no churches to join when Joseph Smith came along. And so another one had to be created. And so Jesus is a loser, or Joseph Smith is. Who do you think is? And they said, you know, we're just going to have to think about that. And I said, you know, you think real good. Because someone's right and someone's wrong. And I walked away. We left them. And we had a chance to say that to a lot of them. I love them. Oh, if you love them, you just let them do their thing. No, if I love them, I'd pull them out of the house that they're in that's burning. Someone's right and someone's wrong. How do you know? How will you know? How do you know? Often by the discerning of spirits. Now, generally to the body of Jesus Christ at large, the moment you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you and you are sealed, says Ephesians 1, by the Holy Spirit. At that moment, 1 John tells you that you now have the anointing from the Holy Spirit, or of the Holy Spirit. It means he presides in you. And the Bible goes on to say that he will teach you all truth. He will teach all things to you. The Holy Spirit will. So the fact of the matter is this. The Bible in our hearts, as we have it in our hearts, a brand new believer even can hear a false doctrine. And immediately they know, this is wrong. Man will come up with his message, and a brand new believer, they'll start to get all, hey, wait, something doesn't fit. It is so neat. They'll call the church and we'll talk to them, you know, during the week or whatever. Brand new believer. You know what? Somebody knocked on my door and they handed me this magazine called The Awake. And I just didn't like the way it felt in my hand. Brand new believer. They can't pull out one verse. And you just go, man, the Lord lives in your heart. Because it's the Holy Spirit saying, Now there's a general discernment that God gives to every Christian that is not the discerning of spirits. A little bit of background. Jesus performed a lot of miracles. Often many of them were satanic or demonic in nature. In Matthew 4:24, listen to this. In Matthew 4:24, it says, then his fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with, number one, various diseases, and number two, torments, and those who were, number three, demon-possessed, and number four, epileptics, and number five, paralytics, and he healed them. Some of them were physically crippled. He healed them. Some of them had actually a brain problem with epilepsy, where there was the brain deficiency, the misconnect, and there's an epileptic seizure. Jesus healed them. There were those who were very, very much tormented emotionally, under almost or at the brink of insanity. Jesus touched them. Then there's the ones who were demon-possessed, and he healed them all. Did he know, did Jesus know, in the midst of all these situations, did Jesus know what he was doing and to whom he was ministering to? Absolutely. In Acts chapter 16, verse 17, Luke records there an encounter with a young slave girl that was following Paul and the team. And she cried out saying, now listen, they're on an evangelistic outreach, okay? They're moving along, and there's this young girl, she's a slave, and she's crying out saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. That's her message. Any problem with the message? No problem with the message at all. There's a problem with the messenger.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called United in the Gifts. It's actually a mini-series that takes a look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 7 through 16. We'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, so be sure and join us. Well, coming up in February here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills is the annual Southern California Bible Prophecy Conference, and Pastor Jack is here in studio to let us know that there's been a major development. Pastor Jack?
Mike, that is absolutely correct, and this is vital. It is breaking news, and listen, to all of you who are thinking about coming to the conference, our original fee for this conference to make it viable, to make it work, was $50 a ticket for this 3-day event. But in light of the global crisis and what's taking place and all of the events that are starting to come together, we prayed about it here at Calvary Chapel, and we're going to trust the Lord. We're deleting that price, Mike. It's free. It's open to the public. We want as many people here hanging out the building as possible to get these incredible teachings into their hearts. And so it is vital. All of you, make note, the $50 registration is waived. No registration needed. Be here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills as we host the Southern California Prophecy Conference. In fact, listen to this. The subtitle of the conference is Finding Hope in the Global Crisis. How fitting is that? You can get more information about that at SoCalProphecyConference.com. That's SoCalProphecyConference.com. You'll want to attend this free event for your faith. God bless you.
Okay, so again, SoCalProphecyConference.com. SoCalProphecyConference.com. You can also call us toll-free if you'd like for more information. 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.